We're back to the Neil Haley Show here on the Caregiver Dave Celebrity Segment. I'm excited to welcome the program Caregiver Dave to Sandy. Dave, how are you, man? What's going on?
I'm doing great, man. Got back from 3 weeks in Acapulco, and I'll talk about it later. But yeah, I'm rested.
Business, business, business. He figures it out. And my guest today, we're going to really have a good conversation with director and author Sheldon Epps. Sheldon, thanks for stopping by, man. How are you?
Thank you. I'm good. I'm good. I'd be better in Acapulco, but it's not.
Oh, I would be better in Acapulco as well, or anywhere. Even though I'm in Texas today, it's raining, which go figure. Oh. I guess we're happy it's raining in Texas, right? I don't remember ever seeing rain, and we'll get snow for maybe a little short bit of time. So tell me specifically, did you always want to be a director? Was that something, Sheldon, you wanted to do?
No, I was an actor first. Actually, I went to Carnegie Mellon University.
Oh, okay.
And trained as an actor and was an actor for about 4 or 5 years after college and did well as an actor, made a living. You know, I never had to be a waiter or, you know, anything like
lucky
that.
Lucky you. But,
I was lucky. But it was just a little unsatisfying eventually not to have any control over your career or your choice. So I drifted.
So you're an entrepreneur also.
I hope so. We all should be, right?
Exactly. No doubt. So Sheldon, when did it kind of say, I'm going to go behind the screen versus on, especially being well-trained at Carnegie Mellon. I got my start in radio in Carnegie Mellon, WRCT, back in the day. Yeah. Yeah, so not going there. I started radio business 13 years ago there and then syndicated 150 plus stations and just learned it from just going live 4:30 in Pittsburgh. And there you go. I'm a former pro wrestler. So I got some similar background some ways. So what would you say, Sheldon, you made that decision? Did you have certain acting roles you enjoyed and just said, no, this is more my thing?
More than anything else, it was just auditioning. And I really didn't like auditioning. I didn't like putting my hands, my career, my life in the hands of people that I didn't think were as smart as I was. You know, it was also a tough time to be a classically trained Black actor, in that this was well before colorblind casting or open casting. So it was very restrictive. And I just wanted to have the ability to be in control of choices that I made. So I started a theater company in New York City with four friends. Wow. And that's where I started directing.
And then it came to something now with BET and some amazing things. So tell us specifically now about the book. So we're here to promote your book today. So tell us about the book.
Yeah. Well, it's called My Own Directions. And it's called that because in my career as a Black director and Black artistic director, there are always people trying to tell you, this is what you can do, this is what you can't do, you know, this is what's available to you as a Black artist. And I didn't want to listen to that. You know, I wanted to define my own roads and wanted to say, I can do what any director can do who has the talent and the ability and does the work to do it. So I'm hoping it'll be an inspiration to other people not to be defined by others, but to find your own directions and, you know, do what you want to do. Do the work to be ready to do it, but do what you want to do.
Well, how long have you been doing this? You said this was before the colorblindness. How many years are we talking?
147 years, Dave.
Wow.
Now, if you look at his career, and I'm pulling up your Wikipedia now, 22 episodes with Frasier, just to let him know. Sister.
Oh, wow.
Sister. Smart Guy episodes, everything. My Wife and Kids, guest starring in many, many different things. But the theater is your true love, even though now you're doing this thing with BET. It's just truly your love. Why? What makes the theater so special to you?
Oh, I think the fact that it's live, that it, you know, it changes with every performance. You know, it's different with the air in the room. You know, television and movies are great, but once it's done, it's done. It's not going to change because of your reaction to it. I also like the fact, I love working with actors, even though I didn't love being one. I love working with actors. And in the theater, you just have more time. You know, you have several weeks of rehearsal. Television is very, very fast.
So I think that's why Richard Burton preferred it as well.
That's probably true. Yeah. I think most actors do. You know, we love the money. We love the fact that it's a great subsidy for working in the theater. But
So do you still dabble in the theater amidst your professional career?
Actually, Neil, I just
sharp, doesn't it?
Yes, I just did a play in Houston, actually, a play called Miss Maud.
I'm in Dallas, so if you're ever in Dallas, hit me up in Dallas. So definitely. Okay. Yeah, or I'll be in Pittsburgh, back and forth from Pittsburgh and Dallas. But yeah, and everywhere now. It's because, again, I travel, and it's fun to have those opportunities. Now, Dave has his last question, because we do have a quick hard stop. What do you hope people to gain from the book? Most important thing out of the book. What is your goal?
As I said, don't be limited by what anybody else says. Don't be put in a box. You know, your possibilities are unlimited. I'm a little black kid from Compton who went on to do remarkable things in theater and television. So anybody can do that if they believe in themselves and if you do the work.
See, isn't that interesting that people say that they can't? They limit themselves. They don't feel that they can do it. The all that mindset. It's all mindset. Yeah. It's all about mindset. Absolutely. And success. If you're telling yourself you can't do it, you're going to be limited and you're never going to go further. That's right. You know, when I watch these documentaries, WWE documentaries, now I'm a former professional wrestler, Sheldon, and I never made it to the big time. And I watch and I say, you know what? I know why I didn't. I know why I didn't. I didn't take that last step. I didn't put all the effort. I didn't put the time and effort that I put into my brand now that I should have done then.
Right.
It's like, and even now compared to 3 years ago and saying to myself, to be a success in the entertainment industry, what do you think it takes? Hard work. What else?
Hard work, training, you know, it's not magic. I tell people you wouldn't want a brain surgeon who didn't go to medical school. You know, you should want directors and actors who haven't studied their craft. It takes determination. It takes the ability to get back up, dust yourself off and keep going, you know, because it's a constant roller coaster of ups and downs. But most of all, it takes love of what you do. You know, you got to love being an actor. You got to love being a director. You got to love telling stories.
You know, you're a breath of fresh air. And I'm so tired of the forces in this country that keep telling young black men that you're victimized, you know, that the system's against you, you haven't got a chance. I mean, who would do that? Don't get me started.
No, it happens all the time. And certainly it happened in my life, but you're right. It's still happening now. And you just got to shut those voices off and listen to your own inner voice.
But it's true.
There are enough successful. But it's
true. Sheldon has to work 5 times harder than we do. Sure. And that's understandable. But
there are enough successful black people who have made it, you know?
Yes.
And all those qualities that you just mentioned.
Yeah.
Those are good qualities to have, you know? Boy Scouts teaches you to have those qualities.
It's hard and harder for people of color. But what I'm saying is it can be done. I'm an example. And there are methods. So you just cannot be defeated by those who say, this is not for you. You can't have this. Well, why can't I?
That's so true.
You're an important voice, especially to Black America, young Black America. Get them when they're young, you know.
And they got to check out his book for sure. But Dave has a caregiving question, Sheldon. And go ahead with your caregiving question, Dave. And then we'll find out, Sheldon, where we can purchase the book. Okay, go ahead, Dave.
So I became a caregiver suddenly about 25 years ago in the midst of what we were doing. We were just normal people. And all of a sudden, my wife has this headache, turns into a stroke, loses her speech, becomes paralyzed on one side. And I'm a caregiver. I didn't even know what the word meant, but going through the grief process a couple of years wasn't pretty. You know, she was angry and bitter, taking it out on me. I didn't know if I wanted to be married. I didn't know if I wanted to be a caregiver anymore, but we hung in there and she finally started coming around. I went to a support group, learned I had to take care of me first, and our love was rekindled. And now I'm Dave, the caregiver's caregiver. Did 35 morning shows, been on as many stages, wrote my 4th best-selling book. And my question to you is, you know, I've started caregiverdave.com to help caregivers survive, because 30% of them actually die before their loved ones do. Everyone is either going to become a caregiver or need a caregiver. It's inevitable.
Right,
so what experience have you had? How has caregiving touched your life?
With my parents. Both of my parents lived to the very ripe old age of 98.
You wow. know?
And fortunately, they were pretty healthy and pretty sound of mind until the end, till the last couple of years. Mm. But those last couple of years were rough, and the mind starts to wander and go away. And then my dad's health broke down a little bit. So I understand what you're talking about. And it takes a tremendous amount of human spirit. It takes love. It takes generosity, and it takes patience more than anything else.
He does tremendous work. Well,
that's why I'm doing seminars in Acapulco now, to help caregivers get away, go on vacation in Acapulco for 7 days.
Right. Right. No, that's an important part of it. Is as much as you love the person that you're taking care of, you do have to take care of yourself.
We all need that break, and we need to have some for ourselves. Sheldon, where's the best place we can purchase the book and learn more about you? And do you have any other current projects you're doing? You definitely have the PET thing I would like you to promote as well.
Yeah. The book is called My Own Directions, Black Man's Journey in the American Theater. And you can get it at Amazon Books or straight through the publisher, McFarlane Books. And the BET movie is called Christmas Party Crashers. And that starts airing on BET on November 17th. So hope you'll watch it.
What's the quick plot on that one?
Oh, it's one of those zany rom-coms, you know, where people with business ambitions decide that the best way to get what they want is to crash a Christmas party and then move in with the billionaire who can give them what they want.
Okay. Well, I tell you, I didn't know the experience. You had so many episodes on Frasier. That must have been an amazing experience, right?
It was, Frasier was like director's heaven because the actors were so good, and the scripts were so wonderful.
He was classical trained too, wasn't he?
Yes. Kelsey, I think, went to Juilliard. Yeah, mm-hmm. And David Hyde Pierce also was classically trained.
I'm sure he appreciated you.
Yeah, so it was great to work with
your direction.
And I love doing a show called Girlfriends, which I did for 5 years.
Oh wow, okay.
Hugely popular, you know, and that was also a great experience.
Yeah, well, it's amazing, Sheldon. Thanks again. Best of luck. Great to connect with someone from Carnegie Mellon. I remember Carnegie Mellon did a program over with St. Agnes that I used to teach at, and they would bring their actors over to mentor the kids at St. Agnes. So a lot of interesting memories of Carnegie Mellon in that way when I was teaching, and I appreciate you stopping by.
Thank you.
Nice. All right. You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.